wrong about that. I thought my sadness was a moron's elbow. Thought I could offer it a salve or the comfort of a well-worn armchair. I thought I could buy a corduroy shirt and wash it the exact right number of times. I hope you have better ideas about yours. Maybe yours is the referee of the driveway free throw drill I practiced evenings after Dad's no-chop dinners. Back then, he had a rule for keeping things simple, but lately I've seen him take knife to carrot, tomato. Maybe yours is the referee who helped me count how many out of 100 I had made. It is hard to make friends with the pinstriped, but I have seen signs on television. Maybe your sadness is the small belly peeking through the misty t-shirt of the early morning jogger, increasingly invisible to all but the most unkind. Maybe you are the master of sadness, and yours is the beagle's drooped ears, or the quadriceps of the bicycle commuter, or the tear in the beagle's owner's tights, which must be too comfortable to discard for such a slight disfigurement. After each miss, the referee stood under the hoop, unwilling to chase the ball. But after a make, he gathered it, spun it in his hands, as if examining it for disqualifying flaws, then snapped a chest pass back to me with the form my youth team's coach must have dreamt of while his wife sat up watching him whimper and squirm. I caught the ball with a developing sense that something was horribly wrong. I focused, made 8 in a row. I wanted to know more.